Thank you for tuning in. I got my buddy Seth Alexander this morning. Very excited. Again, always at me, come at me, let me know. Let me and Seth know where you're tuning in from. Today's going to be a good one. This is both for candidates and hiring managers, because Seth is an engineer at a local company here in Nashville. He puts his hands on the keyboard and gets some code done every day. So he's going to talk about his experiences right now within the market. So if you're a hiring manager, and you're watching this, you're like, it's a candidate, it's a developer. I don't need to watch this. You're wrong. You need to stay. You need to watch it. So again, we'll get started here in another 30 seconds. Again, add us, comment, let me know where you're tuning in from. Would love to hear from you. Seth is going to bring the heat this morning. Very excited to have him on. And then also tomorrow is going to be a good one as well. I have this guy who's like Hack Clubhouse. He's out at PlayStation as a data analyst. We're going to talk about Clubhouse tomorrow, so that's going to be pretty cool. John, what's going on, man? It's good to see you, big dog. Thanks for tuning in, as always. Kyle, Austin, what's going on? I love Austin, Texas. Love Austin, Texas. One of my favorite cities. Visited, I think, 2 years ago? 3 years ago. I picked up my dog out there 2 or 3 years ago. So love that city. Kathy, good morning. What's going on? I love it. I love it. Brian from Birmingham. Who's gotten snow? Kyle from Austin, did you guys get snow? I think this is the same system out there or down there. Brian, did you get any snow in Birmingham? Bettina, you're in Nashville. You got something.
I was going to say, if John hasn't gotten snow yet, he's about to. He's in Long Island. I know.
Yeah.
I know John.
Yeah. Amy, yeah, snow to Memphis. I love it. Yeah. We're all tuned in from our houses with an extra cup of coffee because it's hard to get out of bed this morning. All right, sweet. Let's go ahead and get started. Almost 3 minutes of just music. People are getting tired. Everyone, thanks again for hanging out with us this morning. Guidance Counselor 2.0. I am joined by my dear friend Seth Alexander this morning. We're going to talk about, again, the candidate and the market from a job seeker perspective right now. Not even job seeker, just internal candidates at companies and how to be prepared if you're a hiring manager, right? So, again, this is both for hiring managers and job seekers and candidates within organizations. Before I start interviewing Seth, a few shout-outs as always. First off, I want to shout-out to my team that's around me. Brandon Arve with Brandon78, doing all my kind of marketing initiatives. Alex Pooler is doing all my branding, newsletter copy, helping with that. Jess, I added a new guy, Jess Boshin, here in Nashville. He is a singer-songwriter, but he is fantastic with design. He is overhauling my Instagram, doing a lot of my design, my vibes. The vibes, as kids say these days, he is doing my vibes. And then Drew Skelton helping with some video work, so again, shout out to them. If you're a hiring manager watching this in 2021 and you hate your recruiting firms, please switch them out with me. I would love to work with you this year. I set a goal on this live show at the beginning of the year to work with 5 new companies this year. I've had some interest. I've had some companies DM me, so very excited about that. So again, if you are looking to hire and you hate your vendors, please DM me. Let's talk. A few more people tuning in. We'll get started. Ken Jarvis, good morning, my friend. Francis, what's up? Kyle goes too much in Austin. I love that. I don't think Austin's even prepared for that. Becky, what's going on? Morning from Clarksville. John goes, there's about 6 feet left from the last. I don't even know what to do with 6 feet of snow. That's a lot. What's going on? I love it. No snow here. I'm sorry, Brian. All right, so let's go ahead and dive in. So, Seth, tell the people who you are, what you do, what you code, where you at, all that jazz.
Right on, yeah. So I'm Seth Alexander. I'm a Nashville metro area based software engineer. I currently work at Evidence Care. I'm a career changer. Been in this field for about 3.5 years now. I spent a decade in hospitality before that, in managing restaurants, freestanding and hotel attached as well. And yeah, that's the TLDR on me. Father of five. So if you hear some screaming in the background, it's
goodness gracious. I have one. And it's anxiety induced all the time. I can't imagine 5. And Seth, you're still just smiling. I love it. So for those of you who have tuned into some previous live episodes, probably, Evidence Care, that sounds familiar. Yes, we had the VP of Engineering, Jack Langston, on my show. And then Seth kind of DM'd me. We were DM'd. I was like, man, I'd love to have you on. So Seth, so let's talk about and what you and I were DMing about, because I did a live show kind of ranting to hiring managers that they need to take care of their people because the people are getting called. Give me a scale give me a scale of, oh, by the way, Brandon Seeger, what's up, big dog? Give me a scale of the amount of DMs you're getting right now, and really for the salary and the price point, like all of that. Like, give me kind of the lay of the land within the DMs of Seth Alexander.
I probably get 5 to 10 a week. And that's just like LinkedIn. I'm getting, and I remember, I think I even tweeted at you, Taylor, like, how are people getting my email that isn't even published anywhere? Because I'm getting emails to an email address that isn't attached to my LinkedIn, isn't on my public profiles, isn't on my website. You know, I have a small presence on the web that I've, you know, personal brand to an extent. And I was like, how are recruiters even getting this other email that's not even public? And I'm getting emails, and I'm getting some people who are just straight up phone calling me or texting me, you know, skipping even the soft message, the cold outreach, and just going that route. So probably 5 to 10 a week.
That's right crazy. Now, here's the kicker. Let's talk about salaries. So hiring managers that are listening to this, Seth, talk to me about what you're seeing from a salary perspective.
So right now, I have a personal filter that I use to, you know, do a risk assessment, and even if I want to discuss, you know, a potential opportunity. And also, for, you mentioned Jack was on the show, you know, just knowing market worth. I think it's very important for candidates, and even if you're not job seeking, just to know what is the market offering right now. What is, you know, what is my value to go into those, you know, when you get promotions, when you get raises, when you get pay bumps, to go into those discussions with data points and really understanding your worth in the market. So right now I'm seeing that, you know, it's competitive. And I think echoing where we started DMing was what Josh Cypher said on your show about a week ago. You know, the remote work is broadening, and companies aren't looking to do very strict location-based pay. They're saying, you know, we pay $200,000 in San Francisco, and if an engineer in Nashville can provide us the same level of you know, code and value, we're going to pay them that too. Like, it doesn't matter that they're living in Nashville where it's cheaper, or there's no state income tax and such, you know, that we're just, the value an engineer provides doesn't change based on where they're physically located. You know, we decide what that value is based on our business. So my personal filter of like, hey, should we even talk, is I ask, you know, does this position pay? And my number is 20K more than I'm currently making.
Sure.
Because, you know, I think in my head, you know, there's risk. I like where I'm at. I'm not actively job seeking, trying to leave. You know, I'm not here absolutely. As like, hey, call me. You know, I'm here just, you know.
Yeah, be careful. We have a bunch of people DM you after this call.
But, you know, I asked that question to see what the market's offering, to see the value prop out there. And it's really to mitigate the risk of, one, leaving a company, and two, make it worthwhile to an extent. Because I think that's, you know, internally, as engineers, we typically get, you know, pay bumps and things every, you know, so often. So, you know, like a 10K bump, I'm probably going to get that where I'm at happy, you know, within a certain amount of time. So there's no point in taking the risk of jumping companies for 10K. But, you know, you had another multiple on there, and maybe it's worth talking about. So
I love it.
I've seen that diff on my pay at least 5 times in the last month. And I haven't responded to every DM. I have, I think, 7 or 8 DMs in LinkedIn and 6 emails that I haven't responded to. And there's some that, you know, I worked in an agency and didn't really like that workflow. So there's some agencies that have reached out, and I've just, you know, cold said thanks, but no thanks.
Right.
So there's probably more than that even. And it's not only remote-based it's not only non-Nashville based companies. There's at least one Nashville based company that's offered or had that. I want to use the term offer lightly because I haven't gone through the full interview, you know, but you know, the
proposal.
Yes. So some, you know, from across the country and some from right here in Nashville. So it's not, I think the playing field is different these days.
Yeah, it is. It is. So real quick, had some people kind of trickle in. John goes, John actually goes,
what did he say? 6 inches.
Six inches. Andrew, what's going on? What are the chances? Hey, Seth. I guess Seth and Andrew know each other. Kyle, this video, yes, is why I joined the stream. I love it. Julio, good morning. It's good to see you, buddy. So let me ask you this, Seth. So as we wrap up here, again, because again, I just want to make it quick and to show kind of people and kind of both sides of the coin per se. Two things for me. One, I want to affirm you and say, I love that you've thought about this, right? So you say, hey, listen, like I'm only taking 20K because of this, right? I think job seekers and candidates need to be mindful because I think right now, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the job market for certain skill sets and good talent is still as competitive as ever. Pre-COVID. I mean, yeah. I don't know if you've seen a dip because of the remote. Have you seen any dip at all?
So I think I saw a dip like April to maybe October, November. I'd be interested to know if you saw a dip too, and just because of uncertainty. And it was like nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows.
People didn't have a remote policy yet. They're what are you doing? Yeah.
It was really like, don't know what's going on. So, you know, let's just take a pause for a minute. But come in late November and had my youngest child in beginning of November, so I was out of pocket for a minute. But it just seems like once I came back from that paternity leave, it was like it was craziness going into Christmas and coming out of Christmas. I know the new year with new budgets and things, people are I think they're realizing that they needed to hire and they took a pause and now they're ready to go. And it's been craziness ever since.
Yeah, absolutely. So so again, props to you for knowing what you want and kind of having guidelines. I think candidates need to have that more because, again, right now it can be for certain candidates overwhelming. And I think you need to have your ducks in a row, right? You need to know why or just some guidelines or filters, and you have that. So props to you on that. Ola goes, where do you get info about the job market? I mean, from recruiters probably, but also just probably from all the DMs. I mean, I think – Seth, correct me if I'm wrong, you're naturally getting educated because of people DMing you.
Yeah, yeah. So, and that's where it can definitely be overwhelming because I'm the type of person who wants to never burn the bridge. So I want to respond to every single recruiter who reaches out to me and just, even if it's no
Do you know your Enneagram number? Do you know your Enneagram number?
No, I've never done that thing.
Okay, that'd be interesting. Anyways,
I can probably go out the office and ask my wife what she thinks it is and tell you, but. But that, I think that also comes from hospitality. You know, those long-term relationships, you know, like Andrew, you know, he's a recruiter based in Arizona who reached out to me, and that's how, you know, we connected. You know, building those relationships, even if there's no inherent value prop right now, you know, playing the long game, which I think, you know, you do amazing as well, Taylor. You know, you're reviewing resumes for people and talking to boot camps and, you know, as far as I know, most companies aren't employing, you know, recruitment firms for junior engineers. It's just too expensive to do it that way. And they're also not the hardest positions to fill. You put up a junior engineer post and you get 7,000 applicants these days. But yeah, I think the market is, you know, educating me while I'm also, but it's also about asking the questions. So knowing what you're looking for and knowing what, going back to what Josh Cypher said, you know, what is the what's driving your questions?
Yeah.
You know, having your life drive your career as opposed to your career drive your life.
Ooh.
So it's like, okay.
Ooh.
That's what I he said. That. He said it. So I'm quoting.
I still love it. We'll clip this clip and just let you have
if
that.
If you're watching right now and you didn't see that said, go back a week, Josh Cypher,
promote.
Yeah, that's where it's like, okay, you know, I have X, Y, and Z that I want to accomplish. And as an internal, like not job seeker, I bring that information too to my bosses. You know, I sat down with our CTO and CEO and was like, hey, look, I'm getting this information and these people are reaching out to me and it's crazy that they're reaching out to me and I love it here. And, you know, but I also want us to be competitive in our recruitment and retention.
Yeah.
So if nobody's talking about what proposals are coming to our engineers internally, then, you know, that could be a detriment to our company where we're trying to recruit and retain people. And we might see, you know, attrition that we wouldn't see if there was just more data coming in. Because I don't think recruiters are reaching out to the CEO and CTO being like, hey, we're trying to recruit your people away. And this is how much money we're giving them or we're offering them. So I think it's also important to know your worth and also raise those conversations, even when you're not trying to get more money specifically from your bosses or from your company, just saying, hey, look, this is what the market's talking about right now. Want to make sure you're informed so that our company is informed for the health of our department.
I love that. So last question, and then we'll wrap it up here. What would you say, and again, you've had some pretty good conversations with your hiring managers and your leadership. What would you recommend right now? So let's say a hiring manager is still watching this 15 minutes through, and you want to talk to a random hiring manager at XYZ company in Minneapolis, Minnesota, who's struggling with this. What advice would you give them as somebody who's in the weeds, developing, getting called? What would you say is some of the most important things that you like within your organization to share to other engineering leads who can implement with their organization?
So within EvidenceCare, I really love our transparency and culture. So, you know, my CTO is very transparent about where we are and where we're going. Our CEO too, our entire team, honestly. And, you know, the things that we can do better, the things that we are struggling with, the things, you know, and our true point in time of this is who EvidenceCare is. And this is, you know, who we are and where we're going and what we can be, you know, and really discussing things open and honestly around some things, you know, like I know if I say, hey, I'm getting calls that are, you know, 50K more than I'm getting paid right now. My CEO can't just snap his fingers and make that happen. You know, we have a board, right. We have an approval process. There are budgets, you know, I'm not just the only thing that's being considered. And really just being open and honest in those conversations of saying like, listen, hey, thank you so much for the information. Let's discuss more. Let's figure out how we can make this work. Like what is driving this? Is it truly just salary? Is it because, you know, you have other things in your life that money will provide? Can we do other things? So it's really figuring out what is most valuable to your people, I would say, and working with them towards that. Cause it's not always money based.
Right.
I always tell people, recruiters and such when they reach out, like, here's a number, but compensation is a package. You know, like some places offer 100% paid healthcare,
right,
which has value to me, as especially having a family. Like insurance is expensive.
Small circus, yes.
So, like, and you know, that might be a different line item on a budget as opposed to a salary number. Like there might be a strict salary band, but you know, healthcare comes out of a different bucket, which can be accounted for differently, and potentially a different compensation piece. I think having a bachelor's of business, I also think about, you know, the books a little bit more than other engineers. Sure. And kind of how those things shake out. But really, honesty and transparency, building that trust, that culture of almost feeling a little bit like oversharing the internals. You know, like, hey, here's some info. You didn't hear it from me, but I really need to tell you this right now, or things like that. Really builds that value, because unfortunately, I think especially once anybody's been in business, you know, any sort of career for a while, we see that businesses do have to take care of themselves. You know, and we see downturns, and you know, we went through a period of layoffs with COVID where you know, we're a startup and funding was taking longer, and we had to cut some people, unfortunately. And you know, and but so everyone's always, I think, thinking about it. And I think being, I don't want to say naive, I think that might be too harsh, but being naive to an extent that your engineers aren't getting outreach can be detrimental too. So just understand that that is going on and it is happening.
Right. I love that so much. I love that. All right, man. Well, again, thank you for hanging out, man. I appreciate it. For those of you who are watching, have any last questions for Seth, throw them up at me, comment, let me know. Otherwise, Seth, thanks again, man, for coming on. I appreciate it. It's always good to see you. Have fun sledding or building ice men.
I hope it snows at some point today. They're saying
it's supposed to be here, man. It's supposed to be here soon. It's supposed to be here soon. I've been watching the weather report. Shout out Nash Severe Weather. Tell you what, they're great. Best Twitter.
Wilson Severe Weather is the one that
Wilson
I watch.
Severe. Where's Wilson County? I'm terrible. Where's Wilson? Like, what city are you in?
Just go east on 40.
East on 40. Okay.
The next county over.
Got it. Sweet. Awesome. Well, Seth, thanks again for hanging out, man. I appreciate you. Have a great Monday. And everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you ask any questions and we get done, I'll get you connected with Seth Otherwise, Seth, thanks again, man. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye.
Bye.